Okay, so I'm joined here with Ellie from London Palestine Action. Ellie, can you just tell us why you think today's demonstration for Gaza is so important and why you're here?
I'm from a group called London Palestine Action. We are a network of people in London taking creative action against Israeli apartheid, especially BDS, boycott, divestment, sanctions, activism. Some of the things we've done include a flash mob in a supermarket in Sainsbury's where they're selling Israeli goods, a Dabka flash mob, that was a traditional Palestinian folk dance. And yesterday we occupied the cabinet office in Whitehall to protest against arms sales to Israel by the British government. Today's demo is really important to show the range of feeling, the strength of feeling, and the masses of people in this country who support an end to Israeli apartheid and support Palestinian human rights and civil rights. And unfortunately, our national policy doesn't reflect that feeling. So we're here today to tell the British government that we are complicit in supporting Israeli apartheid. We give material support, military support, diplomatic support to Israel. Between like 2008 and 2012, the UK granted £180 million worth of arms export licenses to Israel. British companies like BAE Systems get government support to sell arms to Israel. And they're using that to massacre civilians. Even the UN says that three quarters of the casualties and deaths in the current onslaught operation, so-called Operation Protective Edge, the latest assault on Gaza, which is one of, you know, three in the last 6 years, it seems to happen like biannually. Even the UN says that three quarters of the people dying are civilians. And, you know, the Israeli army, it sort of says, oh, you know, we want to protect civilians. It's clearly not. It's got precision weapons and it still is killing children on beaches. It's deliberately targeting civilians. It's committing war crimes. And we want to see much more mass protests like this, as well as mass individual, smaller acts of like non-violent direct action and civil disobedience to step up the pressure on the UK government and on Israel, and help the Palestinians and show solidarity with the Palestinians while they try to win their freedom.
Okay, great. And so what do you think are just a couple of simple things that people in the UK can do to sort of show their solidarity with Palestinians, or what actions would you suggest people can take?
I think two of the most important things are to support the BDS movement, which is the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions movement. In 2005, a coalition of 180 Palestinian civil society organisations issued a call to people of conscience around the world to boycott, divest and sanction Israel in solidarity with their struggle for their rights. And so, for example, if you go on bdsmovement.net, there are various campaigns you can get involved in. Some of the big companies include G4S, Veolia. They may have contracts with your local authority, the council, which you can get involved in trying to oppose, or directly boycotting Israeli goods, like certain companies, Medjool Dates, Jaffa Oranges, which you can tell your supermarket you don't want them to stock. You can join campaigns against calling on, for example, Sainsbury's to stop selling these goods, as the cooperative supermarket already has done. And what else? So BDS is one thing, and you can get involved in London Palestine Action, I suppose. We're on Facebook at London Palestine Action and Twitter at London Palestine.
Great, thanks, Ellie.
Cheers.